We're listening to Terry's 1991 interview with groundbreaking sex and relationship columnist Cynthia Heimel. She died Sunday at the age of 70.
In one of your pieces in your new book, there's a piece about inviting over a few male friends and then another piece about inviting over a few female friends to watch pornography. What was this exercise about? Were you trying to compare the differences between men and women and their reaction to pornographic films?
Well, they were Playboy columns, so I'm not sure that I consciously knew what I was doing, but it was an experiment. Yeah, it was to see what men were like. And then when I realized that they acted so completely goofy, I thought, well, let's see what women do. And, you know, it was so amazing. I think that biologically, the males and females are so differently organized. You know, they just, I'm surprised we ever get together at all. Because men are so visual, and women have to have so many fantasies or have to be somehow attached or in love to really be having sex.
Were the women kind of baffled about what men were doing to women in the movie? I mean, sometimes I think that pornographic films are made by people who have no idea how women function.
Yeah, well, the women said, you know, they were just laughing. I mean, it was so absurd. There was one scene in one of the movies where the woman was having phone sex with the guy. And she was wearing God knows, you know, like one of those garter belts. And her hair was perfect and her makeup was perfect. And she was sort of breathing heavily over the phone. And the few women in the room who had talked sexy to their boyfriends over the phone, you know, had some version of phone sex, we were all saying, oh, sure, we were wearing flannel nightgowns and knee socks and, you know, get out of here. Who does that? No one. No one does that. No one is like that. I mean, that's what those movies are for. They're not for us. They're not for women. I saw some that were designed for women, and they did do a lot of good draperies, and they did a lot of good, you know, interior design, but they were so boring and bad. I think that the most pornographic film for a woman is like A Room with a View. You know, where it's just seething under the surface. I can't wait, I can't wait, oh my God, you know, that kind of thing.
I want to ask you about the tone that you use in your writing, because you have this great, funny, ironic tone, whether you're talking about sex or clothes or self-help books or whatever. And it seems like, you know, like part Dorothy Parker, part spoof of fashion magazine. Talk to me about your tone a little bit in your writing, where it comes from, what you're doing with it.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to have a style and it just evolved. I think I never went to college, so nobody ever taught me how to write, which helps a lot because they can teach you all the wrong things in college if you try and take a creative writing course from a moron. And I read all the time when I was a kid, and I remember when I was like 16 reading J.D. Salinger incessantly. So I think there's something like J.D. Salinger in there. It's changed, but that's how it started. I read a lot of Hunter Thompson and Tom Wolfe for journalism, and I just worship these people. But, you know, to me, it's the only way to write. It makes sense to me. It's sometimes really interesting when I see somebody who's copying me, and that happens to me every once in a while, and I kind of recognize the style, and it's awesome. It's so interesting to see that somebody's copying me, because it makes me realize I do have a style.
You write, among other places, for The Village Voice and for Playboy, and it would be hard, I think, to find two publications that represent different politics. So what do you...
How about when I worked for Village Voice, Vogue, and Playboy?
Oh, okay, great.
How about a spectrum there? Yeah.
So how are you treated differently? What do you represent at each of those publications?
At The Village Voice, I'm definitely the comic relief. I mean, it's a very earnest paper, and everyone is extremely socially aware and socially active and politically aware and politically active. And I'm much lighter at The Village Voice because I don't feel I have to preach to anybody. It would be like preaching to the converted. The audience of The Village Voice is people who already are AIDS activists or black activists or feminist activists or wannabes anyway. And so I can just go as goofy as I want, and I do. Whereas in Playboy, I feel that I have to that I have an audience of fairly conservative men, not always. I mean, it's an interesting magazine because they do have decent fiction and journalism. They have really well-done pieces. They have actually nice editors there, but they still mainly have naked women. So a lot of men are going to buy it just to look at the naked women, and I have to address those men and say, okay, this is what women are like. Besides what you see on page 142, this is what we're thinking about. This is what it's like to go to the gynecologist. This is how we feel about our careers. So my friend Emily Prager once called being in Penthouse being in the missionary position, and I thought that was a really good way to put it. Okay, guys, listen to this.
Cynthia Heimel, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you a lot for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Cynthia Heimel speaking with Terry Gross, recorded in 1991. Heimel died Sunday at the age of 70.